Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Girlfriend wants to kick my brother out of the back guest house.
That's a touchy subject. So, but he doesn't elaborate, doesn't say anything else about it?
No.
Yeah, that's tough when your friends, your family don't like your girlfriend or your girlfriend doesn't like them. The one thing that's important to understand, because I've had, I can't even count the number of phone sessions I had over the years where guys are in a relationship and it's usually the problem is the woman, and so he brings the girl over to the family, and then, you know, some of his family members are just, they're assholes.
Yeah.
And so they're not nice to her, and the guy will let the family berate and give the girlfriend or the wife a hard time, and then she doesn't feel safe being around the family, mm-hmm. and she doesn't feel like he is protecting her, and that can ruin attraction. I had a years ago, I had a guy, I don't know if it was a coaching session. I think it was a coaching session I did with him. And he and his fiance were meeting with their preacher to do the wedding. And the wife just did not like the priest at all.
Yeah.
It got to the point where, and it was just something like that. You know, the priest was giving her a hard time about things. And he just sat there and basically let the priest berate his fiance or give her a hard time. I don't remember what the specifics were, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is she didn't feel safe and she was extremely unhappy. And it got to the point, like when I was doing a phone session with him, he's like, she's like ready to call off the whole wedding and everything.
Yeah.
And then when he told me what was going on, I was like, yeah, your fiance doesn't feel like you're protecting her. And as a man, your duty is that even if it's not your girlfriend or your significant other, as a man, all women that are in children, for that matter, that are in your presence are under your protection. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, whether it's your priest or it's family members, you cannot allow your family members to abuse her or talk shit or make her feel bad, because then she's not going to feel safe with you. She's not going to feel like you can protect her mm-hmm. and keep her safe. And when that happens, she's going to lose attraction. She's going to lose interest in sex. She's going to want to spend less time around you. Like in cases like this, she's not going to want to come over and hang out. I've had other cases where I have guys that are in business with their fathers and, you know, dad's older and they run a very successful business. And the girlfriend or the wife's, you know, coming to visit at the office and just the father's a dick to her.
Yeah.
And the son allows it to happen because it's his dad and his dad's the main shareholder in the business. Mm-hmm. And so it creates problems to the point where she doesn't even want to come to the office because the stepdad or the father has made her feel so uncomfortable. And so in all those cases, what I've instructed the guys to do, and it's 100% of the time, it's always worked out effectively, is that, like in this case, if the brother is causing his girlfriend to feel unsafe for whatever reason, she doesn't want him there, mm-hmm. then he's going to have to go to his brother or the priest or the father or whatever that's made her feel uncomfortable and say, hey, I just want you to know that, and this gives you an example, Caroline doesn't feel comfortable coming to the office. She doesn't feel comfortable with, you know, because of what you said, what you did. Mm-hmm. And so she's upset with you, and indirectly it creates a problem in our relationship because then she doesn't feel like I can protect her, and it's your job as a man, again, to protect all the women, especially your intimate partners, or even female friends or female family members. You can't let people come over and attack your girl and not stand up for her. Mm-hmm. And so like the case with the guy whose father he works with and their business partners, he's like, Dad, I would really appreciate it if you do me a solid, go speak to Caroline, apologize for what you said, what you did, because she doesn't feel comfortable. I've told her it's okay to come in the office, it's no big deal, but you need to go to her and talk to her and apologize for treating her harshly or making her feel uncomfortable, whatever. I would really appreciate if you would do that, because that would make a world of difference in our relationship.
Yeah.
So you have to approach it from that perspective, that whoever the person is, whether it's a priest or a father, or in this case, a brother, mm-hmm. or female family members or that are giving the girl a hard time, they have to go to that person and apologize for their behavior. And what that does, it shows that you heard her, you understood her, and you're rectifying the situation by having the people that caused her to feel uncomfortable go to her and apologize, go to lunch, go to dinner, whatever, hug it out, work it out, and smooth things over. And so, like, the one with the guy that was, his wedding's about to be called off,
yeah.
he went and he sat down with his priest and told him what happened. And the priest felt horrible. He mm-hmm. felt absolutely awful. And so he got in touch with the guy's fiance and met with her one-on-one and apologized profusely, apologized for making her feel uncomfortable. They talked it out, and she just, it totally changed her attitude towards him. She was excited to get married.
Mm-hmm.
They went through with the wedding. He sent me an email after it. He's like, it worked great. So literally the dude's on the verge of not getting married because the minister, the priest or whatever, has caused a problem.
Yeah.
So as the leader in the relationship, the man goes to the priest or the person that's causing the problems and says, hey, it would really help me out if you would call my fiance and talk to her because she doesn't feel comfortable. She feels like you don't like her or whatever happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, the woman's going to appreciate it because you stood up for her, which is important. And like in this case, you know, whatever the issue is, he needs to go talk one-on-one with the brother. And first he's got to find out what it is that she's upset about and why she feels uncomfortable. And then he's going to have to go to the brother. And, you know, but before he does, he's going to say, well, if I could get, if my brother does this, this, and this, are you going to be cool with him staying? And you know, what would it take to make you feel comfortable? And then he's going to have to go to the brother and get the brother to agree
yeah.
to do what is necessary and then go back to his, you know, then the brother's got to go to the girlfriend and apologize and smooth things over. And as long as she's cool with it and she feels safe and comfortable, that will smooth things over. But as the man, you're the leader, you're the protector.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job to resolve those things. Because if you don't, she's not going to trust you. She's not going to trust your masculine core. She's going to feel like you're not going to protect her. And that can ruin your relationship and your intimacy.
Yeah, and you don't want to let outside energies affect your relationship. You know, if there's nothing wrong between you two personally, yet an extra third party is putting in their 2 points, just like, why not just get rid of that, fix that, and be okay with your significant other? But my question would be, what if the brother or whoever is the issue didn't do anything? It's kind of just the wife or the girlfriend just being, I don't know, needy or something.
So in other words, the brother won't change his behavior or apologize or whatever?
So for example, like my grandma actually told me this story not so long ago about an aunt that I don't really know, but she told me her history with her previous boyfriend or husband, and they were together for years, like 15 years or something. And I guess the son that was like 30 years old at the time lost his job and he had to move back in with them, with the dad. And he was staying in a room or whatever. It was a big house, but I guess he was staying longer than she expected, like 3 months or something. I guess he told them, oh, I'll just stay for 3 months and then I'll get going. You know, he's 30 years old, so he doesn't want to live at home. But I guess my aunt didn't like how long he was staying and basically put a boundary that if he doesn't leave in a month, then I'm leaving. And it wasn't really that the guy was bothering her or, you know, just sitting around not doing anything. Like, he would be at work all day and then come and sleep at night. But she just still felt like she wants her own home, her own space. And it was like a bother. And eventually the husband, boyfriend, I think it was, chose the son. You know, it's my son. I'm not going to kick him to the curb and leave him on the street. So if you're not okay with it, he's not causing us problems. He's aware that you feel this way. But I'm going to stay loyal to my family. And you're more than welcome to go. And she did. And that relationship, after 15 years, they left and she lost that. And now she's single. So it's like, there, maybe, what if there's like, what if he's, the brother hasn't done anything and she just doesn't want him there?
Well, yeah, you're going to have those situations where, you know, for whatever reason, your girlfriend, or I guess it was a girlfriend, right? It wasn't a wife or anything.
Yeah, I think it was a girlfriend.
So she's basically giving him an ultimatum. It's either your brother or me. And the reality is that, I mean, if you have in an intimate relationship, it's just the two of you, and now you got family living with you unexpectedly, it's not like you can have sex in the kitchen anymore. You can't, she's not going to be able to walk naked through the house or whatever, or you vice versa, because you never know when the brother is going to walk in. And
yeah,
if your relationship is going to survive, then the two of you, your relationship needs to come first. But so like in this case, the guy that owned the house, it was his son that was living with him again.
Yeah.
And he was only going to be there 3 months, and then he wanted to stay longer. And he's like, well, I'm not kicking my son out. You can leave.
Right.
And she left. Yeah. So, I mean, that sounds like that was a relationship that was on the way out. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but I mean, if you've been together for 15 years and your adult son moves back in, it's only supposed to be 90 days. Part of the issue is that's what was told. Hey, it's only 90 days and he'll be gone. Well, then the 90 days goes by and it's like, well, he's still taking time to get back on his feet. And then so he lets him slide. And part of the problem there is that he gave his word to his girlfriend that he's out in 90 days. And then he went back on his word. So that's not going to make her feel safe trusting his masculine core, because he said something and then he didn't follow through.
Yeah.
So in that particular case, I mean, if it was me and I got my own kid living there, that's a tough situation. If you really love your girlfriend and your relationship is great and you want to keep it, I mean, at the end of the day, if he gave the word that his son's out in 90 days and his son needs to be out in 90 days and he can help set him up in a new apartment or whatever it happens to be, because, you know, I've had situations like that with my brother and my father. It's like my brother will come and ask for his help, whether it's money or a place to stay or whatever. And it's just, you know, he lived in one of my houses years ago when I lived in Orlando, and it was just going to be for a month or two.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, he was still there. He was supposed to pay me monthly rent, and he never paid me a dime in rent and stuff like that. It's like, hey, man, you know, I was moving in with my English girlfriend, as a matter of fact, because I'd sold the other house and I was moving in the one that we were renovating. And I was like, you know, we're moving in here, and he was only supposed to be there a couple months, so I had to ask him to leave. And so he packed his stuff, and he moved. But it's important that you got to keep your word. And in that case, one of your uncles, he went back on his word, but he was willing to let the girl walk out. And so that just tells me he really didn't give a shit that much about her.
Right.
She wasn't that important to him.
Well, would you also put it in the perspective that family comes first before anyone else?
Yes, but your relationship comes first. Because what if you have kids? You guys have to be a united front. You can't, and kids are famous for, you know, going to mom. Mom says no, and then they go to dad, and they ask the same question. Dad says yes, has no idea that the kid already asked mom. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now the child is causing a problem between the man and the woman.
Yeah.
And the relationship between the man and the woman needs to come first, you know, including with his son. He should have moved his son into a different place, help him get a job, figure it out. But if you give your girlfriend your word that he's out of there in 90 days, and then after 90 days, he sounds like he basically said, tough titty, you know.
Right.
Live with it.
Yeah.
My way or the highway. It's like she left. And partly the reason she left is he didn't keep his word. So she didn't trust his masculine core.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like he really misses her.
Well, that was a long time ago. But I just heard of the story. But I think that's reasonable. Yeah. I didn't think about it in that way. I just saw it as more like he's going to stick with his family, obviously. I personally, if I had a kid, I wouldn't kick them out. I would try to help them, but if it's like there's only so much you can do, then blood is blood, and husband is just like, I'll just find a new one, I guess.
But same token, when you help family members out, it's typically what happens. Like in that case, maybe he lost his job or wasn't making much money, and he's like, I'll be here 90 days. I'll get a job, and then 90 days later, he sits in his room and plays video games and doesn't go any different job interviews and stuff like that. You're like, hey, man, I'll give you some money. I'll help you get into a new place, get you on your feet, but I need my house back so my girl and I can, we can get our freak on.
Yeah.
And with you here, it's like we're not comfortable. It's interfering in our relationship. We can't just walk around naked in the house or stay up all night and Netflix and chill on the couch because you're walking in and out, walking through where we are, going to the kitchen.
It's eating like, our food.
Yeah, we love you, but there's no privacy and no intimacy. It's just like, you know, when guys are living at home with mom and dad and the girl that they're dating is living at home with their mom and dad, there's like no place for privacy or intimacy.
It's like,
you got to have a place where you can go be alone with your significant other. And it's your job as a man, if you were providing that, that you got to continue to provide that. And if you tell your girl in 90 days he's gone and then you go back on that, it's like she's not going to trust. It's going to cause her to lose attraction and lose respect because you said one thing and you did another.
Mm-hmm. What about for like the opposite, like the male? Because I've heard lots of stories and my mom has been in that situation where the guy just doesn't want to deal with the woman's children, anything that has to do with them. Like, oh, once they hit a certain age, they have to be gone. You know, I don't want them here anymore. But I feel like that doesn't have to do with anything but male, like toxicity, like a dependency where they need to feel like they're the only priority of the person.
Well, the reality is that if a man is going to date a woman who has children, if he doesn't like her children or her kids, it's like whether they're adults or they're teenagers or little kids, and you know, the woman should have enough self-love to say, it's like, if you're not going to treat my kids like part of your family, then we ain't no family. You're just some dude I'm fucking, basically.
Yeah.
And in that case, it's, you know, the guy's gonna have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if it's her place.
Right.
So, you know, I see, especially the red pill guys bitch about single moms a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that if you're going to date somebody that has kids, you should love children. And if you don't love kids, you should never date a woman that already has kids. And in that case, for whatever reason, he's not into kids, didn't want to be around them. And was it your mother then? It was your mother that had, was one of her boyfriends?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, she should have kicked the dude to the curb. Because if he's like, hey, I don't want your daughter around or your other kids around, it's like,
yeah,
these are my children.
Right.
If you don't want to have a relationship with my kids and you don't like them, then they're part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go.
It's the full package.
It's the package. Me. You don't like it, you can go on down the road.
Right.